A Journey of Growth. Maureen Popkin Chike was born in 1963 and grew up in Creve Coeur, a suburb of St. Louis. Her father worked as a litigation lawyer and had a deep passion for wine, while her mother was an enthusiast of the arts. Maureen was known as a quiet and diligent student who had a strong love for books and movies. Her upbringing was rich with experiences that cultivated her interest in aesthetics and a love for beauty. Growing up, Maureen attended public schools until she was 15 when she switched to a co-ed private school. However, her transition wasn't without challenges. She faced anti-Semitic behavior when her locker was vandalized with hurtful words like "dirty Jew," making her feel like an outsider. Despite this, she remained sensitive to societal pressures to conform. Two teachers played pivotal roles in Maureen's life. Her acting teacher helped her break out of her shell, teaching her valuable lessons in empathy and self-awareness. Through acting, Maureen learned to see the world from different perspectives, expanding her horizons beyond her comfortable home environment. Additionally, her French teacher sparked her fascination with French culture, leading her to study abroad for a summer after convincing her parents. Summer life in France. Chiquet's journey to Paris marked the start of her adventure in France. She quickly fell in love with French cuisine, especially goat cheese, while staying with a host family in Cavesson, near Nîmes. Dominique, her homestay mother, greeted her with a warm welcome, and soon, Lucas and Arthur became her summer brothers. Her lazy summer days were filled with countryside exploration, cultural learning, and moments of appreciation for the beauty around her. One aspect that stood out to Chiquet was the French tradition of l'heure de l'apéro, the pre-dinner cocktail hour that encouraged pausing and savoring each moment. This experience shaped her deep admiration for France, impacting her love for the country. Exploration of the deconstructionist theory. During her time as a literature major at Yale, Chiquet delved into the world of theater and film, viewing them as forms of text. She found herself captivated by deconstructionist theory, which suggests that a creator's work can be interpreted differently by each reader or viewer based on their perspective and experiences. For instance, when a group of friends watches the same movie, they may all walk away with distinct impressions. Chiquet's journey at Yale opened her eyes to the impact of inherent biases on how people perceive things. This understanding became invaluable as she progressed in her career, particularly during her tenure at L'Oréal in France and later at The Gap. Whether she was selecting fonts, choosing colors, or designing layouts, she realized that every detail contributed significantly to the overall message conveyed by a published item. She began to envision how these elements would influence customers' experiences. Analyzing how images and visual elements made people feel about themselves became a cornerstone of her leadership style. Learn from experience. During her time at The Gap, she observed a trend among young women in her neighborhood wearing specific types of pants. This observation led her to propose a new design concept, which turned out to be a massive success, showcasing her ability to spot market trends and act on them effectively. Chiquet's transformative journey continued during her junior year abroad in Paris. While searching for a roommate, she met Fleur, who embodied the free-spirited, confident women seen in New Wave cinema. Inspired by Fleur's demeanor, Chiquet learned to embrace her femininity and sexuality. Fleur's resilience against societal norms and her practical approach to life taught Chiquet valuable lessons about living authentically. Upon returning to Yale for her senior year, Chiquet was uncertain about her post-graduation plans. She decided against pursuing law school after leaving the LSATs and briefly considered a career in PR. Serendipitously, Fleur's uncle, a senior executive at L'Oréal, offered Chiquet an internship opportunity in Paris, a city she cherished deeply. Growth at L'Oréal. At L'Oréal, every new employee undergoes an intensive training program lasting 6 to 12 months. For example, Chiquet started at L'Oréal Parfumerie, the division responsible for distributing products like shampoos, hair color, and skin creams to retailers like the Mammouth hypermarket chain, in the Pas-de-Calais region, located 2 hours north of Paris. During her initial sales pitch to Mr. DuPont, a beauty products buyer, Chiquet realized she was losing his interest. Instead of sticking to her rehearsed presentation, she directly asked DuPont about securing an end-cap display for her products. This bold move caught DuPont's attention, leading to a successful negotiation and marking Chike's first success as a trainee. After completing her training, Chike was promoted to assistant product manager. Her boss emphasized thorough preparation for meetings, especially daunting ones like presentations to L'Oreal's top executives. Under her boss's guidance, Chike learned the importance of understanding competitive landscapes, including statistical data and design elements. Her growth was evident when she confidently provided valuable input on packaging prototypes and design during team meetings. The balance of two realms. During a visit to New York City for a photo shoot, Chike attended a jazz concert featuring Dizzy Gillespie's music alongside James, the creative director from her firm's ad agency. As she immersed herself in the tunes of Night in Tunisia, Chike had an epiphany. She saw a parallel between the improvisational style of the jazz musicians and the innovative approach seen in French New Wave films. Both art forms defied traditional norms to create something fresh, captivating, and delightful. As a marketer, Chike recognized the importance of challenging existing conventions to craft compelling and unexpected content. James, with his keen eye for blending aesthetics and business needs, demonstrated this skill during model selections for a photo shoot. He focused on unique features like a girl's chin or a gap in her front teeth, realizing that these subtle imperfections could make a model stand out. Although Chike initially felt uneasy about analyzing women in such detail, James encouraged her to view these quirks as tools to create an aspiration. Chike leveraged her creative insights and assets effectively. She possessed the ability to think like an artist while also considering the numerous elements essential for a successful marketing campaign. Her exceptional talent for bending traditional rules allowed her to navigate seamlessly between the realms of creative thinking and marketing strategy. Success at the Gap. Antoine Chike's journey at the Gap started unexpectedly in the L'Oreal cafeteria, where she met her future husband. Their decision to move to the United States led her to a job as a merchandiser at the Gap, under the guidance of CEO Mickey Drexler. Initially tasked with organizing the sample closet in the socks and belts department, Chike used this opportunity to dive deep into the business and learn key merchandising terminology like blowing out and weeks on hand. Chike's experience highlights the importance of starting from the basics and immersing oneself in the business to understand its language and operations thoroughly. Despite starting with organizing, she used this time to absorb knowledge about the products, production processes, and inventory management. Antoine's dedication and eagerness to learn earned her a promotion to associate merchandiser. During a buying trip to Hong Kong, she faced a challenging situation when a security alert disrupted their work. While her boss, Damon, hesitated, Antoine spoke up and convinced him to prioritize safety. Her proactive stance was applauded by the team, showcasing her leadership potential. Antoine's standout moment came when she revitalized the Gap's belt segment with the creation of the C-Buckle belt. Collaborating with designers, she launched a successful product that sold out within weeks, establishing her credibility as a skilled merchandiser. The role of feedback in growth. In high-energy meetings at the Gap, Drexler was known for his rapid-fire questions and sharp focus on merchandise managers like Chike. Despite her expertise in women's denim, she faced a pivotal moment when Drexler critiqued her for not listening and being too focused on proving her viewpoint. This encounter led Chike to realize the importance of mastering the art of listening as a crucial step in her development. As Chike progressed in her career, she encountered a 360-degree assessment conducted by her coach, Deve. This assessment gathered feedback from her direct reports, colleagues, and superiors. The feedback revealed that Chike's strengths sometimes cast a shadow, as she tended to overlook others' opinions and push too hard. This feedback highlighted areas where Chike could improve and become a more aware and receptive leader. Career and parenthood. Chike took on the role of vice president at the Gap's new venture, Old Navy, a position that exceeded expectations with its 150 stores quickly selling out products upon release. Despite the thrill of her career growth, she faced challenges while pregnant with her second child. Juggling a demanding job and impending motherhood was no easy feat. Chike and her partner Antoine shared parenting responsibilities during this hectic period. When Shikei's health became a concern during her pregnancy, she took 8 weeks of maternity leave after giving birth 3 weeks earlier than expected. Upon returning to work, the couple made a decision. Antoine would step back from his job to focus on caring for their children. While this arrangement wasn't without its challenges and required compromises, it ultimately worked well for their family. Shikei often grappled with feelings of guilt over her work hours, but found solace in Antoine's loving support. She always struggled with the belief that she didn't meet expectations as a mother. Despite her self-doubts, she realized that she had been a great role model for her daughters, providing them with a loving home, quality education, emotional support, and a safe environment. Leadership lessons from Maureen Shikei's journey. Following a period of rapid growth, the Gap faced a downturn, leading to a slump in Old Navy's performance. Maureen Shikei, then serving in a leadership role, was surprised when the board decided to replace Mickey Drexler. This unexpected turn of events prompted her to explore opportunities elsewhere. Maureen Shikei decided to interview at Chanel, a prestigious French luxury company, but ultimately accepted a position as president of Banana Republic, a subsidiary of The Gap. She viewed this new role as an exciting challenge and looked forward to collaborating with The Gap's new CEO, Paul Pressler. However, the company's strategic shift towards data-driven decision-making, away from traditional designer instincts, posed a challenge to Shikei's leadership style. Chanel, recognizing Shikei's potential, expressed interest in hiring her as its global CEO. After a series of interviews, she received an offer and embarked on a journey with the iconic fashion house. Shikei spent her initial year in Paris observing and learning before assuming the role of president of Chanel Incorporated in the United States. Eventually, she took on the esteemed position of global CEO at Chanel. Throughout her journey, Maureen Shikei drew inspiration from Coco Chanel, 1883 to 1971, who embodied a blend of feminine and masculine qualities, complexity, strength, and openness. Shikei's leadership philosophy centered on creating curiosity, encouraging questions, and focusing on the company's unique strengths and differentiators. Shikei and the Chanel executive team launched a leadership program known as the Active and Conscious Leadership Journey. Shikei took on the role of mentor for everyone involved, assigning each leader a personal coach. They organized sessions with renowned speakers like Dan Pink, a management expert, and Clayton Christensen, a business strategist, to share their insights. After the initial year, Shikei expanded the program, extending its reach to hundreds of leaders across the company. This initiative sparked significant breakthroughs and innovations while adopting a renewed sense of purpose among participants. It also deepened their understanding of the values and essence of the Chanel brand. Key points. 1. Maureen Shikei's journey from St. Louis to Paris and back fueled her fascination with French culture and language. 2. Her academic pursuits at Yale delved into deconstructionist theory, exploring how meaning evolves from text. 3. Training at L'Oréal in Paris honed her marketing mindset and strategic thinking. 4. Joining The Gap in San Francisco marked a pivotal career move, leading to leadership roles and the launch of Old Navy. 5. Transitioning to global CEO at Chanel, Maureen Shikei balanced her career and family, emphasizing empathy and curiosity in leadership. 6. Maureen and her husband shared caregiving responsibilities, showcasing their commitment to family. 7. Her leadership style at Chanel is centered on empathy, self-awareness, curiosity, and a culture of learning, as seen in the Active and Conscious Leadership Journey Initiative.